2017, croaky season. The end of every summer is always a time to reflect on the season that's just passed before we once more reconnect. I'm thinking particularly of the venues provided by our hosts, and I find it next to impossible and unwise to choose which one I prefer most. At Williams, what's there to like when one's ball trundles down some vertiginous slope? You can feel inclined to despair and abandon all reasonable hope. Or it may seem to disappear, curving into some grassy hollow. Any golfer might exclaim, "Lordy me, what's that if it's not a borough?" Yet it's difficult to think of anything else that can match Williams' achievement in converting this particular patch. Footballers and bool players, evening strollers and kids should marvel at this apparition that's appeared in their midst. Now let's turn to Upton Bishop, and I make no apology for calling this the headquarters of Garden Shedology. As Lila lays her plans, I can almost hear her say, "In which of these sundry palaces shall we give them their tea today?" But beware, aficionados, this is the home of the best ball, with players alternating their turns, and that is Richard's call. We're at the house of the master, a true perfectionist. This is a visit that's quite definitely and not a one to be missed. Back up the A49, we find another pioneer. George and Sarah have crafted a new estate and made their fruit farm disappear. A lawn has materialised as if by magic. It is certainly not a fake. And no, that's not a swamp close by. That's an ornamental lake. The Baron of Hentland holds sway nearby in a deeply rural enclave. James sports a style like no other, and he's also a bit of a knave. With a mallet of unique construction and displaying a talent almost exotic, the effect of this heady mix is borderline quixotic. Although it is a little further for some, heading down to Ganaroo, this visit is ever a pleasure and hopefully known only to few. Collins Lawn has a surface to die for in a setting that's always a treat. Dare one mention cucumber sandwiches, making our collective pleasures complete? And now this doggerel's journey comes at last to its final stop. Yes, it is our captain's abode, his base camp at Low Cop. Another scene of perfection. There is truly nothing to mock, but if you do, you will be suitably punished and obliged to view Andrew's clock. Like all our hosts, Andrew and Heather miss not a trip to delight us. Hospitality abounds, we can't fail to relax, for there is no unnecessary fuss. And now another season ends, and hoops, balls and mallets are put away until next spring arrives with Andrew's schedule for more croquet. Good shit.